Coming up.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
But now she's completely disabled, wheelchair bound. Oh, God. Don't dig yourself that hole.
I hate that word.
I'm currently in the hospital.
But it doesn't sound like you ever forgave her the first time. This is But I'd Never Marry a Blind Woman,
a show where we answer all the questions you are too afraid to ask about dating, marriage, and finding love with a disability.
I'm Lucy Edwards-Cave, author of my book Blind Not Broken, presenter and blind wife of...
me, Ollie Edwards-Cave, her sighted husband and the man usually behind the camera.
Each week on this podcast we...
your fave interable couple...
debunk the stereotypes of dating with a disability, dive behind the inspiration porn headlines, and unpack your relationship dilemmas.
So when people say...
but I'd never marry a blind woman...
you can answer...
well, I would...
But I never marry a blind woman. But I never marry a blind woman.
So, Libby Lou, am I gonna have to be like super excited today to make up for the energy of
no spoon, Libby?
And what does no spoon Luby mean?
No spoon Luby means Luby has no spoons.
But what does no spoons mean?
I have possibly a teaspoon left. Maybe half a teaspoon.
When you have half a teaspoon left, what's that of? Is it of chocolate spread? I don't know why that's the first thing to stick.
Some chocolate spread, actually. That would be quite nice.
That's not a standard thing you stick on a spoon, really.
Can I just say, he's had to ask me this question three times, and this is a demonstration of no spoon looming. Because usually I'd be on it, I'd be asking you things. But you ask me a question, then I go, loading, loading, loading. I actually have the Me soundtrack in my mind. No spoons means that I have no energy, but it's kind of my disability. So it's, I have a certain amount of allotted spoons per day. Some days I may have more spoons, some days I may have less spoons. But today I have done lots of work calls. I have met up with my gorgeous bestie. I have done us both lunch. I've got myself... see, this is what I mean. You can tell that I've got no spoons. I have done quite a lot of cleaning around the house. I've been to the gym. I have dealt with the doggies. I just...
and you're out. It's all gone. All zeroed out.
Well... I'm still here in spirit.
In spirit? Are you here enough to give opinions?
I think so. So I don't know whether I've described spoon theory really. Basically, it's the way I describe my energy to my lovely Ollie Bobs. And spoon theory is quite a recognised theory, isn't it all?
It is. It's one of these things that's quite like widely known in the disabled community. Like, I don't know for some of you, but those who are more involved may have heard the term spoony. To refer to a disabled person. That comes from spoon theory. It's only been around though since like the 1990s, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was because someone went to a cafe with their friend and was describing their energy
and
by using some
spoons.
And I quite like it.
Probably like a more modern analogy would be something like battery power. But it's very specifically related to how much you use because of your disability.
Well, because some days you have more, some days you have less, some days you put... the spoons towards daily tasks. Some days you reserve your energy and I put all my spoons towards presenting something or work tasks, and today's been a bit 50-50, and I think, yeah, it's just what I really want to do is normalise the fact that I really have low energy, but I push through even though I've only got a teaspoon left in my tank. I have this ability to just really, really, really try and push through. And I think that's what most disabled people can probably relate to. The resilience that we have in our tanks goes beyond most, quote unquote, other people, on other non-disabled people.
You're talking about it sort of like when you run out of petrol in your car and you're running on fumes.
Yeah.
But you still, your car seems to just keep on going and keep on going and keep on going, even though technically it's out of petrol.
Yeah. And I'm out of petrol right now. Well, actually, I've probably got like...
5 miles.
5 miles left. The light is on. It's beeped. It's telling you it needs petrol. My mind is. But I have this ability to just pretend that that's not happening.
Yeah, you're borrowing spoons from tomorrow.
You're going to be
absolutely conked out.
This man knows me.
Am I the end of the digestive tract?
Yes.
For wanting to leave my disabled wife?
Well, yeah.
Are you going off a headline? This is what's wrong with our society. So I, 44 male, have been married to Hannah, 44 female, not her real name, for 24 years. We married really young, at age 19, after a short courtship. Ooh, courtship. I was in the military and was deployed to an active combat zone, so we rushed everything. When I returned 6 months later, I found out that she slept with 4 different people while I was deployed, including my sister.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you're still going on the time alone for communication. I was hurt.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
But was young.
Is that a hot take?
That's a hot take. Lacking that nuance that's in this podcast.
Yeah, true.
I was hurt, but was young and know how relationships suffer with the stress of deployment. So I chose to forgive, but was clear that it cannot happen again. Forward about 10 years, and we're doing okay. But out of the blue, she approaches me about opening the marriage. We talk about it. The bedroom was becoming a little stagnant. Established some ground rules, and it was open. Continued for about 2 years. She had a couple she liaisoned with, and I did not. We also had a couple of threesomes together, and another woman. One of these was a good friend of hers. After that liaison, I opted to continue that relationship. Once she found out that I was going to do that, Hannah literally attacked me. I left for a few days and told her this was not one way open. And if this was how she felt, the marriage was now closed, or I was done. Forward again, about 8 years, and her health begins to decline. I'm in the danger of losing my job due to all the work that I am missing, taking her to all her appointments she has to go to. She suggested inviting her brother, in inverted commas, to just stay with us and help out by taking her to appointments and I can focus on work. The situation worked out pretty good for a while until I recently found out from our daughter what goes on behind closed doors. Not only was I lied to about him being her brother, but the relationship was anything but platonic. I have decided that I'm done with this in one out of this relationship. But now she's completely disabled, wheelchair bound. Oh, God. Don't dig yourself that hole.
Hate that word.
I'm currently in the hospital. I'd feel guilty about leaving her with this medical situation because I don't want to be the guy that abandoned the handicapped woman.
Oh, dear.
God.
That's not very nice. Do not conflate two issues. She can be a cheating bitch and then leave her disability out of it.
Yeah. My family has advised that I post this on Reddit for help and a neutral take. So what do you think, Luce?
She can be a cheater and she can be disabled. These are two different issues. Mm. Not that disability is an issue, but what I'm saying is he's making it an issue.
The dynamic of the relationship is not impacted by the disability so much as the fact that she's going around sleeping with everyone.
Well, yeah. She's obviously not satisfied.
That's, yeah. Like, to be fair, like, I would have been out there, like, out on the first round of, like, yeah, sleeping with 4 people. And then,
number one, if you're meant to be just in a monogamous relationship, then, and that's your arrangement, and you happily married, then, you know, it is cheating. So, you know, you either accept that and then get on with it, and you have forgiven her. But it doesn't sound like you ever forgave her the first time.
Mm.
Really, it sounds like there's just a lot of...
Well, then they opened up the relationship. They gave it another try. and then...
No, there's an animosity from his side,
There's a lot of animosity from his side, but it sounds like she also didn't like the same thing happening to her where he was sleeping with someone.
No, of course she didn't. Of course she didn't. Who likes being cheated on, if you've cheated on them?
Indeed.
I don't know. I just think they're wrong-uns. Both of them are wrong. They're not right together.
Yeah. They're not right. They're just split, guys. Like, I know that she's currently in hospital, but like, it sounds like it'd be better for both of you just to...
Sounds like she'll get more chill time without you. And that sounds horrible to be... Like, I'm not trying to be on her side, but what I'm trying to say is if she's going to, you know, be a wheelchair user, hate the word wheelchair bound, by the way, like, hate that. If she's going to be a wheelchair user full time, then doesn't she want to like start as she means to go on? If you aren't going to be in her life navigating this kind of new disability with her in this new phase of her life, it's a new chapter. Everybody's lives have different chapters, and this is just a different chapter for her. Maybe she needs to start afresh, and both of you need to split because it's best for both of you. But I don't think that you should be putting ableist language in just because you don't like the cheating.
Yeah.
And I'm calling her that because you can be a cheating bitch, and that's a separate issue. I think, why is she cheating? There's an issue with both of you. And then separately, she could also be quite a nice person when she's not with you. And then separately to that, she's acquiring a disability. So there's like three different versions of Hannah, is it?
That's what
he says.
Also, like,
her name is...
It might just be that you're better off friends. Like, maybe just take the sex out of it.
Yeah, agreed. So true. If you want to help her in this. But then also, like, if you feel... By the sounds of it, you're like, oh, dumping a handicapped girl. I hate the word handicapped, by the way. I know that's commonly used in different countries, but I feel like it's quite offensive. Just personally, I just wouldn't use that word. Turn of phrase. Everyone, each their own, but you do you. I'll do me. Don't like that word. Just my personal opinion. If you are begrudging the fact that she's acquiring disability and you don't want to help her, and then you're just going, well, I don't like the way it looks on me dumping her right at this minute when she's cheated on me, and now she's acquired this disability and I'm an a-hole because I don't want to dump a disabled person. Well, no, you're dumping your wife for different reasons. And yes, you can still offer her help and support and guidance and not be this way about it. I just feel like, I don't know, you ruined it with the last few sentences, mate, in my book.
It's a little complicated, but it sounds like you'll need to stay in touch with each other anyway because you've got a daughter. Yeah. So you might as well try and make that as pleasant as can be. You can still help her out, offer lifts and things if you can try and divorce amicably. But
well, for your daughter, and also you don't just like lose care knowing someone for that long. You've known her for years, so surely you can still help out if she does need a bit more support. But she might not want your support, mate. Ask her, communicate, but it doesn't look like you're really great at that. So either of you. So sorry to be shady, but break up.
And that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
I am very blunt also when I have no spoons.
Yeah. The nuance
so
goes
much
and you're just like,
blunt.
They're evil.
No, they're not evil.
Evil.
Like, I hope they have a nice life and everything, but he can't speak for her and she will tell her what he needs. Oh my gosh, do you know what I mean?
I think we all get what you mean. So, anyway,
I'm going to go to bed now.
So, yeah, we'll catch you next week. I believe it's still just a normal one next week, but then the week after that and the week after that, it should be some pretty cool guests.
Yeah, Matthew and Paul and Molly Beck. So, yeah, got some cool ones. Be good to speak to them when I have more energy.
Yes. We'll make sure you get a good night's sleep that day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.